It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
All right. We'll kick off Mount Palumbis Beat with me. Question for you.
Oh!
So, the question is...
I have to do that the entire show.
The question is, if you've already been going into the facility on a regular basis, but not for rehab, what do you do on Monday? Specifically, this is the case with Drew Lock. We don't think we know. Lock has been spending time at the facility. How much time he's spending with Peyton Manning is kind of a roll your eyes, you know, who knows. But I have no doubts about what I've heard about Drew Lock spending time inside of the facility to study tape, work on things, be around the building. He has been doing that. He has spent the vast majority of his time in the offseason here in Denver and a lot in the facility already. So if you're Drew Lock and this is just part of your regular habit, I don't know if he's got a workout bonus. I doubt he does, to be honest with you. He's still on his rookie contract, so I don't know, but I don't think that would be a main motivator. So he literally has just been going into the facility, Tyler, to get better at football.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on Monday if you're Drew Lock?
Mount Palumbis. Speak!
So a huge part of leadership is being one of the dudes and knowing how to represent the dudes. That's a huge part of it. So with that in mind, Drew Lock should not show up to work on Monday if his peers are not going to work.
Because, but some are.
Well, hold on.
All right.
Drew Lock should not show up to work on Monday if his peers are not going to work because he should not separate himself from the pack. However, what Drew Lock should be doing is he should be leading the charge on getting the guys back to work. So I'm not going to go to work because you guys are not there. And I'm definitely not going to separate myself from you because I am supposed to be one of your leaders. And I get that. I'm in the herd. I'm one of the dudes. However, part of what I'm doing as my leadership is I'm encouraging you guys right now. We got to get back in this building. We need, for sure, at the very least, fellas, we got to be back by the time we're starting OTAs because we got to be on that field. We got to be practicing. I need the reps. You need the reps. We all need the reps. So stay home. Because that's what your group is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you will outcast yourself from the group if you show up to work, unless you've got a reason. If you've got a financial reason to show up, which I actually think Drew Lock does have a small workout bonus tied into it.
Okay.
But I think it's really important for Drew Lock to say that he knows how to represent himself with the fellas. And that doesn't mean that he's caving. That doesn't mean that he doesn't want to show up to work. It just means that he's going to be a part of it, and he's going to encourage them that, fellas, we got to get back.
Kevin just looked it up. He does have a $75,000 workout bonus.
That's a tough one for Drew. That's a really, really... First off, let me tell you this, that these workout bonuses, the majority of the time, it's tied to every time, it's tied to a percentage of your attendance. And the percentage is very rarely 100%. I don't know that I've ever seen 100% tied into it.
Okay.
So you can miss a handful of practices and still get your full bonus. I believe the majority of the time it's between 90, 95%, somewhere in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out how many workouts are there total. And Drew Lock can't afford, if he wants to get all 75,000, he can't afford to miss a day or three, whatever that adds up to, whatever his percentage is.
Yeah, so maybe the true drama isn't in the first 3 days.
Yeah.
Maybe it's really on day four, day five, when you start messing around with what would cost you that workout bonus.
Yes.
So Monday's actually probably pretty easy.
But that's his free out there, by the way. So the fellas, if he shows up to work, they're not going to be mad at him. I'm telling you right now that they will be upset at guys that show up to work that do not have a financial incentive to show up to work.
Isn't that just picking on the younger guys who just don't have the job security as the older guys?
No, there's only four, maybe five guys on the entire team that have a workout bonus. So, I mean, that's 97% of the guys.
All right. Okay.
What's 3 out of 90 right now? What's that turn into, mathematician?
3 into 90 is like, something. Three out of 90, you know what, I respect that. It'd be like 3%.
Okay. Well, yeah, so good
less guess on my behalf. Less than
3%. So 97% of the guys do not have that tight end to it. So it's not just the younger guys. I mean, there's only five guys, three guys, four, whatever it is. I mean, I don't know what the exact number is.
Yeah. All right. But you know, I don't know, the whole thing to me seems weird because if the players that are making the most money or have the most to lose aren't really part of this, then what impact is this going to have? And the vast majority, 2/3 of the league is not participating in any of this as of today, unless something changes over the weekend. So this seems like a very odd, strange, disorganized protest to me at this point, which really makes me wonder.
The NFL union has never been strong.
I think this is a particular weak moment for them. They're not all tied together. The messaging, like New England's messaging, was some of us aren't going to be there, not the entire team. It's not consistent. I have no idea to this moment why the Broncos were the tip of the spear on this whole thing. I just don't get it. And now you have the Broncos. The Broncos, in terms of the logistics and organizing of the COVID protocols, have been unbelievable, as they're continuing to prove, not only providing vaccinations for everybody on the team and the staff, but reaching out to alumni to get vaccinated. Mm. Nobody else is doing that. But yet you're going to stay away from the facility for the Broncos on Monday, but the Chiefs aren't?
Well, we know it's not just about COVID, so.
I get it, but this is not good, man. It's not a good reflection of the union and what, I don't even know what they're trying to do because it's not clear. And I'm sorry, Brandon. I know you're trying your best to be a good representative here, but you were one of the guys leading the charge and the message is not clear. It's not. And just to keep it really real, the spokesperson for the Broncos about all of this is the kicker.
Easy on that one. You look at the union reps league-wide, you'll find a lot of nobodies.
I'm just telling you how it looks.
Union reps don't equal leaders of the team.
This would sound a lot stronger if Justin Simmons, who just signed a
Justin Simmons
deal.
Was one of the leaders of this movement. I know that for a fact.
Where is he talking about this?
Justin Simmons one of the leaders encouraging the guys not attend.
Let's hear from him. Why isn't he out there?
You can call me a liar. I'm telling you for a fact.
I'm agreeing with you, but he hasn't been the vocal one. It's been Brandon McManus.
Sure.
I don't know, man. It feels like a mess. That's all, I guess. I had a very interesting interaction with TJ Ward today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're both vegan. Sorry, I cut to the chase.
I'm not vegan.
I busted the tease. My bad.
I'll give you the details next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net, call 303-388-8766, or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
It's a No Offense Friday. Well, you can say anything. Anything. As long as you put no offense in front of it, and it's A-okay. 75,000, forget that. I make sure I was there every day in case something happens that I have to miss a few days later on. Well, nothing really happens in the beginning. It really is just working out. And then
not what he's saying. He's saying that if you've got 75,000 tied to attendance, that he would make sure that he's there every day in the beginning in case something happened later that he has to miss.
Oh, gotcha. Huh. It is a tough spot for Drew Lock to be in.
All right, what do you make of this one? D-Mac and Tyler, please, it's voluntary workouts. Why and how is this an NFL story? If any employee at any work was given an option to do something that is voluntary, that is their employee's right to choose to do it or not. Not a story, especially 5 days, whatever. What do you make the premise of that?
It's a ridiculous situation.
So if we've got
different type of question, but it's
voluntary opportunities this weekend to go call a high school basketball game. Right. If you choose not to do that, does that make you a bad employee?
No, but it doesn't make you an employee that overachieves, or it doesn't do anything to help you in the eyes of your boss. It's just like, oh, you're a minimum
sure.
guy. Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that at all.
Listen, if your employer offers extra credit, let me keep it in terms of like schoolwork, extra credit.
I don't know,
credit.
I've turned down a lot of those. Am I a bad employee? I mean,
depends. It depends how valuable you
Raj,
are.
Raj asked me to call the state championship game last year, and I said, I don't know. I don't think I really want it.
It depends how valuable you are. If you're really, really valuable, it's probably not a big deal. If you're trying to, you know, get going and impress people and do whatever, probably is a little bit more important. I think the context matters.
For sure that's true. I mean, you know, first year that I was trying to break into radio and broadcasting, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to say yes to everything. Everything. I called high school football games. Yeah. I did little TV appearances. Yeah. I did little hits on Denver Post on their web. I did everything. Any opportunity I could get, right. I took it all.
Right.
Because I was looking for a crack. I was looking for a little opening that I could get into.
What you got to do.
I get that. Yeah. I mean, things are different when you're looking for the opportunity.
Things change. Context matters. Drew Locke is in a quirky situation. The draft is coming up in a couple of weeks. The Broncos have a big decision to make. I don't think it's been a coincidence that Drew Locke has been around the facility a lot in the offseason, Tyler. I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of the messaging out of Dove Valley is the new and improved Drew Locke. We've kind of been reading between the lines, but the messaging in the offseason about Drew Locke has been overwhelmingly positive. Overwhelmingly.
I don't buy that even remotely.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what I've been hearing.
The messaging has been overwhelmingly positive when they've gone out there and tried to trade for Matt Stafford.
Yep.
When they've been in conversations with Sam Darnold.
Yep.
When they've been in conversations with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes, sir.
When you've sent 5+ people to go attend Justin Fields' pro day.
Yep.
The messaging has been positive.
About Drew Locke, yes.
Mm.
Yep.
You're buying that.
I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I mean, there's reality. You don't have to buy what they're telling me, but I'm just telling you what I'm being told.
And I'm just saying there's what you're told, and then there's reality.
Okay,
nobody's being fooled by that.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just telling you that's the vibe going on there. Listen, you think they talk that way? I get that messaging about every player there? That's a big fat no.
No, because they're not the quarterback.
Okay, I didn't get that about Paxton Lynch. Nobody was trying to cover up his tracks. I didn't get that about Trevor Siemian. They kind of like Trevor.
Yes, you did.
Not me.
With Trevor?
Not me. You might have been told different things, but not me. Mm.
Trevor was the ultimate hype train from the players, from the peers, from Aqib Talib, from the team.
Not to me.
Does all the right things. He's the smart guy. He's the guy that we can trust.
All right.
He definitely got the same approach that Drew Locke
is getting. Not from the people I talk to me. It's okay. Different. It's different. Paxton Lynch was a nightmare.
Well, but I mean, I would ask you to use your head a little bit and ask yourself, why are they doing that?
Good question.
Do they feel like Drew Locke is probably going to be their starting quarterback next year?
I think that might be the case.
Like Drew Locke is probably going to be the starting quarterback next year,
yeah.
Is it important that Drew Locke feels like the organization's got his back,
even if
they don't?
No doubt about it.
Okay.
But do you think they're lying about his presence there? Do you think they're lying that he's not well-liked?
Yes.
Really?
Well, no, I mean, not well-liked.
Okay.
That's not the right way to put it, but I think they're lying when they're saying that they're not actively pursuing his replacement.
But I've not been told that. It's nothing.
Dude, I'm telling you. What's the difference, D-Mac? I mean, if you're sitting there, seriously, what's the difference?
The difference is how he is perceived and liked, but it's no guarantee.
I know he's liked.
There have been massive admissions that we've got to provide more competition for Drew and that what the situation was last year was not acceptable.
Okay.
So I've been told that multiple times as well.
Okay.
That's why we're sitting here wondering when's the next shoe going to drop? Like, who's it going to be?
I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out why the team would be motivated to try to make Drew Locke think, hey, Don't mind everything you're seeing and reading. The fact that we tried to trade for Matt Stafford, don't worry about that. You're still our guy. You know what? When he came down to it with Matt Stafford, they wanted you, and that's why we didn't make the trade.
Right, listen, if you're saying it's a confusing situation over there.
No, it's not confusing. I know exactly what they're doing.
Okay. All right, fine. But both those things can be true at the same time. Because they know they're in a situation where...
No, but what I'm saying is just because they say it doesn't mean that that's real.
And I'm not even telling you that it is real. I'm just telling you what is being told and the narrative that's being put out there.
Okay.
Whether it really exists or not. At this point, it does really exist because they haven't picked out another quarterback yet. Not yet. And I get it. They were into Stafford, but they could have been more aggressive and got Matthew Stafford. They could have offered the Lions, you know, more than the Rams did. They could have, Tyler. They didn't. Matthew Stafford was up for grabs. So if the Broncos...
So you came down to Drew Lock?
Well, that's what...
Are you buying that? I mean, I know that's what they're telling you. Are you buying that?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
It's not tough. I mean, I'm asking your opinion.
I'm telling you my opinion.
Well,
for me,
right,
that's,
well what is your
for
opinion
me, that's
it?
Tough. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So they're willing to go trade for his replacement, but the guy that they're trying to replace, they weren't willing to give up?
That's why I'm saying I'm not sure. And I understand why you got an issue with that. I get it. Again, both of those things can be true. I didn't even get to my TJ Ward thing. Should I just do that?
We know. You're both vegan.
We're not both vegan.
You're both eating plants. We get it. We get it.
All right, forget it.
Did I butcher the story? I haven't heard this. I haven't heard the story. I mean, am I right?
It's along those lines, but I don't want to bore you. Let me just finish off this apple.
Tell me the story.
Top six is next.